Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome back to Mary M's Book Pod. Today, I have something new for us. Not really that new. I entertain myself by making up, you know, silly little names for episodes. So today I'm going to call this one Book Nattering Number One, as in I'm going to natter on about some books that I picked up recently. And also I read a classic that I've been meaning to get to for a very long time. I read it, and let me tell you, it's tricky to say I'm so happy that I did, because the book couldn't have been any darker, but I am so happy that I did get to it. So, wait a minute. I didn't even ask how you guys are doing. I just came barreling in, right? So how are you? I hope you're doing well. And thanks for being here today. So let's get into things. Okay, so the classic that I read was by Thomas Hardy, and I read Jude the Obscure. So let me start off with the good old inside flap. I read the Everyman's Library Edition, and if you collect Everyman Library Editions, you'll know what I mean when I say this. It has the beautiful ribbon inside. Built-in bookmark. Doesn't get better than that. All right, folks, here we go. As far as English literature is concerned, the Victorian age effectively ended in 1895 with the publication of Thomas Hardy's melancholy, sensuous masterpiece, Jude the Obscure. The gifted and doomed Jude Fawley is a village stonemason who teaches himself the classics and yearns to be a university scholar. His dreams fonder on the rocks of disastrous marriage, an ill-fated passion for his free-spirited and unconventional cousin, Sue Bridehead, and the prejudice and the indifference of his world. Because of its frank treatment of sexuality and its unflinching fatalism, Jude the Obscure aroused such a storm of controversy upon its publication that partly in response, Hardy abandoned writing novels altogether and devoted the rest of his life to poetry. Though social attitudes changed dramatically in the ensuing century, nothing about Hardy's masterpiece has lost its power to shock us and disturb our dreams. I mean, that last sentence, that sums it up right there, right? Though social attitudes changed dramatically in the ensuing century, nothing about Hardy's masterpiece has lost its power to shock us and disturb our dreams. Oh, sorry. I have so many books on my desk right now, I'm probably going to be pretty noisy today. But anyway, that last sentence really does sum it up. And just to give you the heads up, I'm not going to give any spoilers today. So this, I can't even call it a review. These are just my thoughts. This book, when you read it, it will stick with you. And I definitely can tell you that I will reread it, because I know if I revisit it, even, you know, a second, third, fourth time, I'm going to find different parts of the book that maybe I missed, you know, because of one tragedy or another. So here are some notes that I took while I was reading. I don't normally do that, but this book was so rich that I just, as I had thoughts, I wanted to jot them all down, because I knew I'd be doing this podcast and I didn't want to forget, you know, I didn't want to forget to mention anything. But here are some more, just some more details about the book. So it actually began as a magazine serial back in December of 1894, and then it was first put into book form a year later in 1895. So as that summary said, it was Hardy's last completed novel, because after this one and all the controversy that it caused, he just switched to, you know, he was like, forget this. I'm just going to write poetry from this point on. So when it was published, when it was released, it was met with, I mean, talk about, you know, your pretty brutal receptions. We're talking about book burnings. I mean, like, true scandal. It was burned by a bishop. So that right there tells you, because it was burned by a bishop because it was deemed indecent. And this is when, right, this is when we clearly have to remember the time of when something is published. We can't measure it by today's standards, right? I mean, you just can't. It was a different, obviously, it was a totally different world then. So here are some final thoughts on the book. I'm not gonna get too much into the story because I'm telling you guys, this is one, if you're ready and you're strong, this is a classic. Just, you know, go ahead, go maybe Google it, you know, get a couple summaries, but just dive in. Trust me, if you're into that kind of dark and bleak storyline. So here are some final, it's funny that we're already jumping to final thoughts, right? But this book is tragic. I'd say it's emotional torture. It's dark, it's bleak, it's kind of miserable. And I have no doubt, this is going to sound funny, follow me here. I have no doubt in my mind that, like, I would deem Thomas Hardy as like the guy, the author that modern day reality TV should probably thank, because I think this guy, I think he created drama. I think he is like the king of dark drama. Like, he created the blueprint that now reality shows are like, oh yeah, that's a good storyline, I'm gonna go there. I know, crazy, right? So I have to say, and again, no spoilers, but there is something that happens towards the end of this book that your jaw will be down on the ground, and you might have tears in your eyes too. I'm telling you, there's something so horrifying that happens in it that you will never forget. It's very, I don't want to say much more than that, but you know what I did do? I wrote out some of my outbursts that I had while reading this. Some were verbal, and then some were just sort of in my mind. So again, these are vague, but I don't know. I just thought it would. I said a couple of these things multiple times throughout the book, and I thought it would be a funny thing to incorporate today. So here are, what did I do? I wrote down like four or five of them. Okay, here we go. So here are some of my outbursts while I was reading Jude the Obscure. Make up your freaking mind already. Here's another one. What the? I found myself saying what the a lot during this book. Here's the next one. Hit the road, get lost, don't let the door hit you. Oh, I wish I could explain what that's about. And then the last thing I just jotted down, I said, the nerve of these people. So great. So I know everything that I read from the inside flap, the couple facts that I told you about the book and all the scandal and the book burnings and all that sort of thing, my outbursts and some of the final thoughts. The weird thing is about this book, even though it's so tragic, it's so dark and all those other things, you get these little blips of, I really wouldn't call them hope, but maybe just a glimmer of hope or a few smiles. And they're just sort of spread out the book. So even though it has all this dreary stuff in it, it's hard to explain, but you do get those few little bits of like sunshine, those little bits of sun rays that you do feel throughout it. And let me tell you, this book, this was my first Thomas Hardy, and as I know a lot of people say this, but this won't be my last. I'm looking forward to getting to the rest of his catalog. I want to read all of his novels first, and then what the heck, I'll check out the poetry that he ended things with. I don't know anything about his poetry. I'm assuming it would be similar in theme. But there it is, guys. That's Jude the Obscure from Thomas Hardy, my first Thomas Hardy, and after I read my next one, I'm not sure which one I'm going to start with, but I will definitely come back and let you know what I thought. Okay, so some of the other stuff I have here today, I grabbed a couple books at the dollar store, which sometimes I just like, it's like shocking to me when I find stuff that I really wanted to buy and then I find it for a buck. I mean, I don't know. As a bookish nerd, thing, you don't get much happier than when that happens. So I have two books here that I found at my local Dollar Tree, and Let's see. So the first one is The Chalk Man by C.J. Tudor. And this has been on my want list for quite some time. I'm just looking at the back, and it's got some great blurbs from, we got Fiona Barton, Sarah Pinborough, Tim Johnston. Anyway, so this is The Chalk Man. I know a lot of people have read this already, but I have not. So as we do, let me just give you a little bit from the inside flap. In 1986, Eddie and his band of misfit friends are on the verge of adolescence. Bonded by mutual awkwardness and a yearning for excitement, they spend their days biking around their English village looking for adventure. Oh, you know what, guys? Now I remember. I want to say, is there some like Stephen King-ish tribute or something like that in this book? I could be making that up, sorry. The Chalk Men are their secret code, little chalk stick figures they draw for each other as hidden messages, warning of bullies or signifying meeting spots. But one morning, Eddie finds a chalk man directing him into the nearby woods. Oh, this can't be good. He follows the message only to find the dismembered body of a teenage girl. That is the day when everything changes. So that is C.J. Tudor, The Chalk Man. I think I have the audio book to this as well. I think I may have bought it on sale. Anyway, so if I do have the audio book, do you guys do this? Sometimes I'll, you know, obviously if I'm inside reading, I'll read the physical copy. But if I'm out like walking the dog, or if I have to run an errand, I'm in the car, I switch over to the audio book so then I can kind of get to the story quicker. So that's pretty cool, because I think I do have the audio book for The Chalk Man. So next one, The French Girl by Lexi Elliott. And this is another one from the dollar store that I found. There was only one copy, so I was pretty excited about that. Right here on the front cover, there's a blurb from Megan Miranda. Gripping, delves into the past and the darker side of friendships. It's a pretty cool cover too. Okay, so they were six university students from, wait a minute, didn't the Chalk Man say they were six friends? Is there a theme here? Oh, anyway. They were six university students from Oxford. Friends and sometimes more than friends. Spending a week together in a French farmhouse. It was supposed to be the perfect summer getaway until they met Severine, the girl next door. Ooh, okay. So when I do read these, I, of course, will let you know what I thought. I can't say I know exactly when I'm going to get to these because I'm definitely a mood reader, so it's tough for me to like set a TBR like where I know exactly what I'm going to read. But I figured it might be fun to let you know what is new and what just came into my library. So the next two books, I belong to a subscription box called Bookcase Club. So I pick the thriller category. So each month it's pretty cool. You get two random thrillers and they're either going to be standalone books or the first in a series. So it's never like you're going to get a book and, you know, like book four of a series. They don't do that to you with this box, which I think is kind of cool. So the first one is an author that I have seen a lot, but I haven't read one book of his yet. So it's pretty cool that I got this one. It's Daniel Silva. And this book is The New Girl. Let's see. Oh, on the back, he has a very nice photo of Daniel. Okay. At an exclusive private school in Switzerland, mystery surrounds the identity of the beautiful raven-haired girl who arrives each morning in a motorcade fit for a head of state. She is said to be the daughter of a wealthy international businessman. In truth, her father is Khalid bin Mohammed, the much maligned crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Once celebrated for his daring social and religious reforms, he is now reviled for his role in the murder of a dissident journalist. And when his only child is brutally kidnapped, he turns to the one man he can trust to find her before it's too late. What's done cannot be undone. Interesting. So I keep hitting the microphone with the book. Sorry, guys. It's like amateur hour here. So that one is The New Girl by Daniel Silva. And the other one from the Bookcase Club membership is called Hearing Gone. It's a novel by Halen Beck. Let's see. Oh, this book has some nice blurbs on the back. One from Ruth Ware. Ruth Ware says, an almost unbearably tense nail biter for a novel. Cancel all your plans and settle in for the ride. I like Ruth Ware a lot, so if she says it's good, I will give it a chance. Okay, inside flap time. Audra just wants to reach California. She's finally found the strength to flee her abusive husband and make a fresh start for her two children. With little Sean and Louise in tow, she has carefully made her way across the country, taking back roads and avoiding attention. So when an unsettling local sheriff pulls her over in the middle of the Arizona desert, Audra works to hide her nerves and keep calm. She has to. But then he pulls a bag of drugs she's never seen before out of her trunk, and nervousness turns into panic. She thinks the worst has happened. Unfortunately, she's wrong. The worst is yet to come. Okay, I think that book just moved itself higher up on the list. It's a short one too. Let me see how many pages. Let's see. I think it's under 300 pages. So yeah, it's under 300 pages. So I might actually tackle that one next when I'm ready for my next thriller. Well, guys, I ran out of books. Well, I should say I ran out of books on my desk here. So that's what we have for our first book nattering episode. And I hope you like that. I figure I wanted to tell you what I thought about Jude the Obscure, but then I was like, hey, I should tell you guys what's new and what just came into the library of mine. So today, just to lighten things up after that Jude the Obscure discussion, your quote comes from Dr. Seuss. Oh, and if you're new here, every podcast towards the end, I leave you with some sort of literary quote or just fun quote. And today's is from Dr. Seuss. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the one who'll decide where to go. I love that. I'm sure you guys have heard that one before. But I just, every once in a while, we all need a little Dr. Seuss, don't we? Okay, well, thanks so much for checking in today and hanging out with me and listening to all this book nattering. And you know how it goes. Don't forget to enjoy those books. I'll see you guys soon.